This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And we're continuing our swimwear discussion. Last time we focused on Robin a lot.
She was the star of the
show. Robin's still going to be on the show, and she liked it that we mentioned her. Jasmine is going to be featured quite a bit today, too.
Jasmine had some family pictures on Facebook, and everybody was just so cute. And
oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Okay, I didn't see those.
Like, I don't know. They were having fun at somebody's birthday party. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why she needs a swimsuit, but anyway.
Well, actually, I really like Jasmine's question. Hold on, let me.
I think I saw it too, and I can't remember what it is.
But
I think
several here.
I like Jasmine's questions in general.
Let's start off with this. Jasmine asks, recommendations for care for what I'm going to call hella use. I've been looking for swimwear to exercise, and although I love my me-made one, I no longer have it, and fashion companies don't have enough bricks for this damn house. I'm too fat for them. Thank you, Jasmine.
See, I told you she had good questions.
My intention is to wear one or two swimsuits up to 3 times a week apiece. I know it'll wear out, but I think preservation tips could be nice and encompass materials and techniques for longer-lasting swimsuit. Mm. Also, accepting adjustments in different styles for function, too. She also has a couple other, like, fashion-ish questions. But I want to say, Jasmine, that we, I think ZD and I, would our swimwear would qualify under hella use.
Yeah.
We put on the swimwear. We go to the pond. We
no,
play with the
kids.
No, that's
what we wear. We don't wear anything
else
in the
summer.
Yeah, it's
like in the summer, we will put on the swimwear.
No, I have to go. Oh, I'm going to the grocery store. Maybe
I got
to
change out of my swimsuit.
That's not that I haven't been in the pond with.
So we're like running to the swing set, right, and we're doing this, and we're paddleboarding. So, yes, we use it hard, too.
So, Jasmine, just so you know, I grew up wearing swimming suits all summer. And this was in the Midwest. This is in St. Louis, Missouri, okay? My mother and I would get up. She would put on a swimming suit. I would put on a swimming suit. We would clean the house. We would do yard work. We were always in swimming. And it was, my birthday was in February.
Uh-huh.
Well, it still is.
Is but, it?
Yeah.
Is it still in it's February still in, after
still
all
in
these
February.
Years?
It's still in February. And when we were purchasing swimsuits before, it took me a few years to get the nerve to make a swimming suit.
Yeah.
Like, I think it probably does. Maybe not now because it's more common and there's more knits. You know, I had to make, like, cotton swimming suits, But there wasn't all this, you know.
Amazing fabric.
Yeah, badass lycra stuff around. So anyway, that was a big thing for my birthday. I usually got 3 swimming suits.
Oh, okay.
And then we went to Florida every year. Mm-hmm. Okay, my family trip every year. We went to Florida and it was like usually July. And then I bought like 2 more swimming suits down there. So we're talking like, 4 or 5 swimming suits a year. And again, I wore them constantly. Now, some of them would last to the next year or whatever, something like that. So we know how to take care of swimming suits.
Yeah, and I don't always do it perfectly. So this should encourage you because sometimes I get distracted or something and I don't always do it perfectly and I still think my swimsuits are lasting a long time.
Right.
So we use them hard. And like you said in the last episode, Mom, a swimsuit is what you make it. Okay.
Right.
And I have the issue, the reason I put the kids in the swimsuits and wanted them to have the swimsuits is because we will get to playing outside and then all of a sudden they're like, let's go to the beach.
Right.
And then they want to get in the water.
Right, because we have a beach on our property.
Right,
because
we have the pond and the beach. And so then they end up either like getting naked or getting in the pond with their underwear on or getting in the pond with their clothes on.
Or they get in the pond naked.
Right. Yeah. So I said that.
But I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They'll get, sand and stuff all over their
real
clothes.
Should listen to you.
You should listen to me. So anyway, What you want to do is shake out any sand or anything like that. I don't know if you're getting sandy. I don't know if you're going to a pool or if you're, wherever you are.
I'm wondering if she's doing like water aerobics, water exercise.
Well, I know she roller skates too.
Well, that too. Okay.
And I could definitely see like wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
To go roller skating, rollerblading in, and swimming. I would, yep. I could do, like, I could see doing that for, like,
okay, so if
aerial
she,
and CrossFit.
If you're wearing, like, a swimming suit that has, like, a, you know, a leotard-type bottom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What I get, I don't know how else to say that.
Oh, it's like a singlet kind yeah, of deal, yeah. Well, you know?
I guess, and you were, like, doing roller skating, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually probably wear a pair of shorts over that.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. Thigh rub.
Protect your skin.
But protect the butt of your
swimsuit. Okay.
Because you're going to go sit down. You're going to sit down on concrete mm-hmm. or a bench that's, you know, splintery or something. And that's a big place to wear out a swimming suit is the butt cheeks.
Yes. And so, you know, after you are done, shake it out and rinse it. At least.
Or,
you know?
I mean, okay. So, say you don't have time to actually stand there and rinse the water through it. Run a basin of water. You know, I have a laundry sink, and then I keep a dish pan in it.
Yeah.
So I would just run plain water and throw it in there till I could get back to it.
Or if you're going to shower, like if you've, you know, worn it hard and you worked out it and everything, just like in your bathroom,
right.
Take off your suit, get in the shower, and rinse out your suit in the shower right. with you and hang it up.
In fact, that's what I used to do with the kids at the beach in South Carolina because
mm-hmm.
we had an outdoor shower, which I so wish we had here, and we might still get one of those. But so I would take the kids into the shower with me.
Yeah.
With their suits on, and we would take suits off while we showered and washed
right.
hair and everything. And then while you're rinsing it, I would, especially what I did is we had shampoo, so I took shampoo and I washed the crotch of everybody's
right.
out, okay? Because, so the crotch, and if there's armpit perspiration or under the boob perspiration.
Right.
Whatever you think, you perspire or you get body excrements or whatever.
Excretions, not excrements. I mean,
You could excrement. So if you pooped in your suit,
yeah,
make sure you wash it out.
Okay, hot tip on swimsuit care. If you poop in your suit, rinse it out. I know that's what Jasmine was looking for.
Not only rinse it, but wash it too. Make sure you get some soap in there, okay?
No, but you don't. Yeah, you can get yourself a cheap bottle of shampoo to keep. Because like, if you're using something nice on your hair. Like,
well, plus cheap shampoo is better usually for clothing than expensive shampoo.
That's
you
very
don't
true.
Want a lot of like
a bunch of stuff.
Oils and stuff and
right.
aloe in it. You just want something that so.
White Rain.
White Rain, Swab, VO5. Those are the cheapies. They're like a dollar and a half, you
it's
know,
like
for
the,
a huge bottle.
The, what's, oh my gosh, I just lost the cheap vodka. What's the cheap vodka? Aristocrat. Yeah, so.
I call it Aristocrat.
Aristocrat vodka and Swab shampoo are
right.
your friends.
which we call Suave.
Yes.
But, no, so the cheap, and actually, I mean, that's all we use. We didn't use soap. I'd start shampooing hair and go down.
Now, I think Jasmine lives by herself, okay? And I don't think she has any kiddos. So now that I have kids and, you know, like a partner, a husband and everything, if we all go to the pond, that's enough for a load of pondry, if you will. And so I just run that right away, or I try.
Right,
I try my
right.
best. Now, if you are a person who's getting into sand, okay, it is nice. Sometimes I like to leave the suits out to dry mm-hmm. if they're real sandy because the sand shakes off better when they're dry.
And shake the sand.
It's not always an option. Okay, clean out your washing machine filters because there's sand in my mm-hmm. washing machine filter.
Well, and the more sand that's in the suit when you're washing it, it wears it out.
Yeah,
it works like sandpaper
right,
would work.
Right, so that'll abrade it. Also, I want to bring up, I want to just tie this into another question.
But wash those suits. I would, you know, I don't like using any sort of heavy detergent on those suits.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is rinse, put, don't use any kind of softener if you're putting your suits in the washing machine. put vinegar in that little compartment.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to bring up something else that I kind of like to do. And Jasmine, I don't know if you have like a sports bra that you like, but I actually don't make the sports bra that I wear to swim in. You gave me a bunch, actually. I just buy a sports bra. Right. And then someone asked about board shorts and if you have to, like, take in special consideration for, like, fabric for board shorts. And there is fabric out there called
board
short fabric. And it's a stretchy fabric. Why am I talking about this in relation to sports bras? Hold on. Just chill out. is I wear the Columbia Performance Fishing Gear shirt sometimes to go swimming with my sports bra. So that is a button-up shirt that is made of, like, a super quick-drying fabric. And some – turn your phone on silent.
I thought I had it on silent.
And so, anyway, I wear that instead of a rash guard sometimes, depending on what's going on, okay? Do I take a break from, like, yard work to go play at the pond? I'll just wear that. You know, if I do get it wet, it's fine. And I've actually swam in those shirts. So sometimes, Jasmine, if you know, you could make yourself like a button up out of board short fabric if you wanted to. Now, that's a little unconventional. But you said, Mom, in the last episode, swimsuit is what you make it, right? You can wear whatever you want.
And you have to think about what you're doing. So if you're wearing something like a two-piece that has a top and a bottom.
Yeah.
You probably want it tight enough that it doesn't ride up in the water or bubble up in the water. Or you can make it loose and put a band, you know, on the bottom of it where there, you know, a lot of times that's like close to the hip line or something.
Right.
So you want something to sort of secure it so like you're not in the water, whether you're swimming, working out, playing, or whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden this big bubble comes up and, you know, you've got your shirt up around
I'll wear a sports bra and that shirt, though, and if I do just, like, jump in the pond real quick, maybe I do just get it in my sports bra, but I feel comfortable putting that shirt that's made of, like, that board short nylon. And the board short fabric, sometimes they're like a thin nylon, and they're stretchy, too. They have spandex in it, and I love that. And you'll see, actually, sporty, like, dresses made out of this too. So it's quick drying, okay, lightweight and slightly stretchy, and they were awesome to nurse in as well because they dried so quickly.
Right. So I would say the big thing about board shorts would be that you could move easily in them. So whether that's fabric or styles, some people wear kind of a baggy short, okay? I like a close fitting short. So I will tend to use like a lycra, you know, or spandex legging. But you do want it to be quick drying. You don't want that water clinging to you, and it doesn't do any good for the fabric either to stay wet like that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's those are just some, and the person who asked the board, go ahead.
Let's talk about UPF just for a second too.
We did that last time, but do you have more to add?
But I just saw that ad I sent you. So, obviously, I don't consider wherever this was that I saw this ad. Mallory said, seems like a sketchy store.
It seemed like one of those websites where they're just trying to steal your credit card information.
It was just like, but they had this little, you know, blousey thing, like little bolero jackety thing that, you know, it had sleeves and you put it on and it was like, this is SPF for your arms, you know, during the summer, or SPF or UPF or whatever. They didn't even call it that. They said it's 99% UV
protection or,
you know,
something
filtered or whatever. And I'm like, these were made out of like a chiffon.
It said chiffon on it too, didn't it?
Yeah, it's chiffon with spandex, it said, or something like that. And I'm like, okay, everybody, use your brain, okay? If you can see through it, that means light is getting through it.
Right.
So use your brain when somebody tells you, oh, you know, this or that or that. But I was just thinking, you know, people are putting those on and getting sunburned.
Well.
Making me mad.
Hopefully not too much. Well, probably no one's putting on anything because there are websites, everybody, if you don't know this. If you see some clothing advertised on Facebook, then people have said this in the group. They're like, I tried to buy something and I never received it.
Uh-huh.
That website was trying to steal your credit card information.
Ooh,
and may have, okay? So be careful about that. Buy from reputable websites that have the little lock up in the upper left-hand corner of that browser. Jasmine's other – so that board short fabric, there's board short fabric, okay? use it for board shorts if that's what you want. And the person also asked, do I need to use swimwear elastic in there? And of course, we recommend.
That's what we recommend.
Yeah, if you can do that. Everything will break down, but that'll break down slower. And then Jasmine also says, ways one can ensure that the juicy drop pop stays contained. Maybe some tips for FUPAs. What's up with this new aloe-infused swim material, and is it worth it or a scam? We covered the aloe last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and so when Jasmine says FUPA, full upper pubic area. So that's kind of like lower belly. You know, it's real low.
You know where your pubic hair is.
Yeah, it's your...
So a lot of times that area is puffy on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Or...
And they don't like the way it looks.
Or patterns aren't made to accommodate this.
Or sometimes, like, somebody with that might have, like, a camel toe they just don't like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's that low belly. And I also, though, want to cover, because a lot of people ask about this, like, on Instagram, or it's been covered a lot lately, is the panis, the abdominal apron.
Right. So
it's a little different.
And the apron are different. So the apron sort of comes from the top and, like, falls down.
And I actually have that right now going on. Now, different peoples are different.
Okay.
You know.
So if you've ever probably had a baby.
Right.
And after the baby's born and you look down, you go, oh, that's what, you know, there's this skin, you know, and tissue that's flapped down.
Right. So, you know.
And you don't have to have had a baby to have it.
No. And so that can cause, like, some chafing.
Yep.
That can cause, like, lots of different things. And there are products out there. So here, this is, you know, first of all, for a FUPA, if it's truly just, like, round belly, basically, whether that's positioned high or low or whatever, we talk about in the made-to-measure leggings class, that's all about that rise measurement, that front rise measurement.
Right.
So it's not,
you need more room there.
That's right. So it's not just about, like, your torso height. If you have that projection, that rise measurement's going to take care of it. So we talked about that in, like, the maternity or full belly legging episode. So that kind of can take care of that. Now, with an abdominal apron, you may want to consider an undergarment with your bottoms, or it's something that's incorporated with your bottoms that puts a piece of fabric between the apron and the other tissue. There are underwear sold like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of them now. They're called like apron undies or something like that.
Right.
And you can incorporate that as, like, all one piece or an extra thing or
something. Right.
Okay.
And or sometimes you can wear just something like a Spanx type thing.
Well,
and that will hold it flat. It just depends on
what you wear under your leggings. Do you wear underwear? But you wear sometimes your one piece.
Sometimes I don't wear nothing.
Yeah. It depends on
free balling.
I just bought Zelda some shorts that have, like, a brief included.
I know. I like this.
And I said, hey, you don't have to wear undies because they have a brief. And the look she gave me was, she was just like, oh, really? Like, she was just like, that's cool.
You know? So I sometimes wear my one-piece suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's your underwear.
Right. And then I wear my leggings over it.
Sure.
Okay. So, and we can talk about lining. We're going to talk
about
lining.
We're
going to
talk about
next.
Lining.
So, the, you know, I'm trying not to go there right now. But lining has a specific purpose, too.
Okay. So, when I wear leggings to the pond, I mean, honestly, it depends on the leggings. Depends on the fabric. Depends on what kind of maintenance I've done, which we'll talk about.
Depends on if my underwear is clean.
Right.
If I have clean underwear, I want to wear.
But when
in the pond.
I do wear underwear to the pond, it's a nylon or a poly that lets go. I don't wear
that
my cotton underwear.
Hold water.
Yeah, it won't hold water.
Right.
So anyway, I have sometimes seen where people are using a panty to go under the apron or something in order to reduce that chafing.
Right.
But I think it's really personal because sometimes you put piece of fabric in an area with chafing and then it can, like, cause too much wetness or
right. And
or
sometimes it's more important to think about after you get out of the water to
that's
keep
right.
that area dry.
Amen.
You know, wherever your skin rubs or flaps over or whatever, that's a place that likes to get, you know, raw or whatever.
I think with Jasmine, I think we've covered, you know, that – that FUPA area, whatever legging pattern or panty pattern or whatever you're wearing on the bottoms, that's going to get taken care of with that front rise
I would also suggest with the bottoms. This is me, okay?
Yeah.
I know there's some people is don't go low on your waistband. Go high. You know, you're going to go high, make it high. If you don't like it, you can always go lower, right? Cut it down later.
Yeah.
But I've never liked the hip hugger kind of, you know.
Yeah. I know there are people who
when I was wearing bikinis and I was young and tight, didn't bother me so much. But, you know, as I matured, I wanted a waistband that would stay up.
Well, in relation to this question, we're talking about wearing it kind of hard and people not wanting to adjust
and stuff, you know.
So, wear whatever you want. Okay, we're going to take a break and then come back and answer Jasmine's next question. Hey, ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today. Sewing out loud. All right. Jasmine's next question, and a few people have kind of asked this. How to fake ass cheeks when you have none? Butt ruching? Ooh, love me some butt ruching. That can do the trick if you want. So,
yeah, you can butt ruche.
If I want to accentuate a part of my body, I use a real loud print there, personally.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of, like, contour color blocking or something. Like,
I just want to let Jasmine know that if she doesn't have any butt cheeks, I didn't have any for years.
Oh.
And as I started working out more and more, I have butt cheeks now, and I'm very proud of them.
Okay. Well,
so
good for you,
so I'm just letting you know there's hope in the way you costume yourself or the way you could build
them
up a little bit.
Or you could develop some butt cheeks.
You could just go lots of ways.
Yeah, so.
You could buy inserts, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Haven't you ever seen those? Like they're like a panty and they have butt cheeks built on them.
Absolutely.
They're like falsy butts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, with roller skating, you know.
I was going to say, I bet you got some butt cheeks.
Yeah, but also, I don't know if in roller skating you wear padded shorts like you do in biking.
Right.
You know?
I do.
Perhaps.
I have padded shorts.
So
that I wear.
Perhaps you could. If you wanted to justify some butt cheek shorts, you'd be like, this is for when I have roller skating accidents.
Yeah, that's when I fall on my butt.
Yeah, so I like to use, I like to accentuate my top because I don't have a very big bust, so I like to like balance that out. I'm always putting something bright on top and darker on the bottom, personally, for me.
Or, you know, you can color block in the way that you put the bright sort of in the middle and have a black on the outside,
like
down the side.
The floozy doozy undies or any panel.
Those are really good.
A panel undie to me could help accentuate the butt with bright in the middle and dark on the sides because it just kind of does that. Okay. And then we have questions about bust support, several different variations on this. And, what do you have to say about bust support, ZD? There's like...
Well, I need it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think everyone does. Either when I say I need it, I want it. I am not comfortable without bust support.
Right.
And I don't mean it in an emotional way. I mean in a physical way.
No, people are asking, like, for big bust, how do I get bust support?
Yeah. I do wear a sports bra that has an underwire, and I wear it under my suit. So I no longer build my bra into my suit. And I have a couple of reasons for this, actually. One is, you know, because it's comfortable.
Uh-huh.
It fits better. I know it's going to fit. When I move, my suit can move, but my bra doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's nice.
So, yeah, it's real nice. So, the other thing is I wear a one-piece suit that zips down the front.
Yeah.
And I can just zip down the front and plop it off. And actually, my boobs are still sort of covered.
Right.
I've actually unzipped my suit when I've gotten hot. Okay.
In public.
Because everybody else's swimsuit looks like the sports bra I'm wearing.
Okay. Can you talk, though, about if someone, because a few of these questions surround sort of like inserting a bra into a swimsuit.
Right.
So let's imagine a swimsuit that isn't like the ones that you and I wear, that isn't like a shirt or a one-piece.
Okay, so there's many bra cups available.
Right.
Like online, at Joann's, there's all kinds of bra cups available. I know there's people that are a lot bustier than me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wear like a FG cup. I'm right in there. And they've never held me like I wanted to be held.
Right.
Now, I'm very active when I'm in my suit. I just don't sit in one place.
Right.
Okay. Or, you know, I'm got the grandkids on me, or I'm paddleboarding, or I'm jumping off a boat and catching a boat line, or whatever. So I really want the same support that I would do if I was working out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have never found those inserts to be great. The one thing I have done is actually taken my sports bra and sewn it into.
Are you talking
the
about
suit.
Like an underwired sports bra?
Yes.
Okay.
I require an underwire.
So you can, if somebody else asked the question about, say, I've put a bra into a swimsuit.
Yes.
And they say, it always seems like a bit of a hack job. And to my
it is.
Is like, yes, it is. That's right.
If you go look at suits that have bras in them, they will look like that, and or they will just look like a bra made out of swimsuit material.
Yeah.
My mother was very busty, and I remember when suits, so this would have been, this would have been like in the...
Way back when your birthday was in February.
Yeah, right. This was probably in the like late 60s, okay? Because actually, she only lived through the 70s. So, and, you know, she wore like, you know, a 34, you know, K or something. I don't know what it was. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was way out there in the alphabet. And they started making bras that you could buy a bra size, and then buy your pants. Because the pants she wore were like medium to large.
Right.
Like, She had no butt, Jasmine.
Yep. She had no butt.
My family, she used to ask me which way her pants went.
You told this story recently, I feel like. Yeah.
I'm telling you. I had a cousin that was in an exercise group, and the woman looked at her and said, "You have no ass."
And
she said, "No one in my family does." So anyway, I just really like, you know, I would have no problem with buying a sports bra and just building the suit over it.
Yes.
Like, you know, covering the sports bra. And
mm-hmm.
I've done that. You know, when we made your, that's what I sort of did when I had needed a maternity swimsuit, is I actually bought a swimsuit top, right?
Uh-huh.
That was made like a bra.
Yeah.
Came in bra sizes. And then, you know, I covered it with some of the fabric, and then I just made, you know, a little peplum that came out from under the bust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wore when I was pregnant.
So if you do insert a bra into a ready-to-wear swimsuit or a pattern, it is going to look like a little bit of a hack job. You're going to cut it up and get
inside.
It in there.
It won't from the outside.
Yeah.
It'll look fine.
Fine.
And just remember, go buy a pretty bra and see if it works as a swimsuit. I've thought
about
that,
too. Okay, the other thing is there are patterns available nowadays.
Yes.
By some really great companies.
Yes.
I think that Closet Core has one, Cashmerette has one, that are underwired cupped suits that go to like a high cup size.
Right.
And you're making a bra. You know.
And that's what I was going to say. If you have a bra pattern you like, make your swimsuit out of that.
Right.
Now, some of those cups that I'm saying, like from Joann's or whatever,
yeah,
are great if, okay, or if you want to enhance.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, okay, I want a little more,
right,
you know,
curve
up here,
or
up top, or I look really, you know, make yourself look like you want to look.
Right.
Or sometimes people just don't like nips.
That's okay. So that I'll just.
So does they want to.
This does not provide a bunch of support, but I don't want my nipples showing through my swimsuit.
And sometimes people don't like that you could see the silhouette. And sometimes they don't like
true.
You can see the color if they've got really
dark,
you know,
nipples or something.
Color nipple than their skin.
Good
right.
point. Yeah. So I generally wear those cups sort of for a smoothing effect, basically. Now, even though I have pretty small breasts, like not a ton of breast tissue, I still like a little bit of like lift. Like they're not super like firm, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, they're like laying down a little bit more these days. And so those cups, those inserts that you're talking about,
right,
those do, if they
just
are,
enough for you,
if they're fitting close to the body, okay, they're fine. You know, like if they are kind of in a sports bra or something like that, or in a tighter fitting garment, they'll do the trick for my bust support needs. So I just do want to say those are nice.
I just had a mammogram, and the lady
good.
And the lady said, "Yeah, my boobs are ready to go. They're good." And the lady said to me, "I wish everybody had breasts like you." Okay. Because my breasts are so freaking fluid, okay? Like, they put it on that plate, and they mash it down, and it just goes into this, like, big, huge pancake, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry if I'm hurting you, and I'm like, you're not.
Right.
And then they say, okay, take this other hand and hold your other breast back, you know, because they just go wherever you want them. So that's why I think I need an underwire.
Yeah.
It's not even how heavy I am as much as they're so fluid. I have had my boobs go out under a bra.
Yeah, boobs are so weird. I mean, because everyone's can just be so different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then you can, like, make them do different things depending on what you want.
Yeah,
you know?
I can wear mine to the right, to the left.
Yeah, Danielle says, I want a swimsuit that has support. Most patterns I've seen for swimsuits don't have the same level of scaffolding as the ones I buy commercially.
Right.
I want underwires and cup sizes and elastic bands that won't roll. And then Jasmine recommends the Cashmere Ipswich, which is
eight
cup. You know, I think it goes up to an H.
And
you know,
when I go to buy, I'm not a big person, so when I go to buy a suit, it is difficult for me to accommodate my breast.
Yeah.
Because I've got like what is considered by, you know, ready to wear a small bottom.
Uh huh. Small bottom,
right,
and a larger
small
top.
Bottom, and then I've got this, you know, larger top, and I don't get the scaffolding
cup
that she
sizes,
said that I want.
Yeah, and cup sizes.
And you still want it to be comfortable, too.
Yeah, and cup sizes are limited in the store, you know.
Yeah, I have never found anything bigger than a double D in the store.
Okay, before I just want to.
For my size.
We are going to have to record a whole separate episode on lining, so we'll get there.
And Jasmine, you want to listen to that, too.
Yeah, but Bailey says, we have another fit question. I'm trying to get all the non-lining questions in here.
Okay.
How to adjust the leg hole openings to make them those high-cut leg holes? I'm like, man, I just do not enjoy high-cut leg holes. But we're going to answer Bailey's question.
I actually don't. I used to wear them a lot. Because my legs were so short, and I like that.
I know they do like that. Is if someone were to say to me like, Mallory, do you want your legs to look longer? And I'd be like, sure, sometimes. And they'd be like, a high cut leg would help. And I'd be like, because I just don't like them.
So be careful of this. You may have to you know, do a muslin. And if you have not found a pattern or something you like, or a suit or a pair of if you have a pair of underwear that have that,
yeah,
you know, you could probably go by that. But you're cutting high. You're not cutting the whole. Okay. Do not cut anything out of the butt.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, I like my especially now that I have a butt.
Well,
okay.
Unless you want some of your butt to show.
Right.
Because there are those swimsuit styles where it's like the...
Well, I was just going to say...
Yeah, that bottom half of the
cheek. Unless you want a
showing.
What we used to call a Brazilian bottom, which was just basically a stripe up your crack. You know, it was like...
Well, that's like a thong, but I'm...
No, this is more of a...
Oh, okay.
Like a stripe. Not a
not,
floss.
Not like a floss. Okay.
More like a stripe.
But do you know the cut I'm talking about where it's like...
It looks like a triangle, a very severe triangle.
No. It's covering the top half of the butt cheeks. Okay?
It's only
the bottom half of the butt cheeks are showing.
Yeah.
Actually,
I've never worn that.
No, I've never worn that either. I find that kind of a hard one to fit because everybody's butt's so different,
well,
you know?
Right.
So you're talking about don't take anything out of the butt.
That would be the last thing you're going to want to take something out of.
Right.
And you also realize if you want your butt covered, okay, the leg hole will without elastic, the leg hole will seem to be a little big.
Right. So you try them on, right? After,
right.
You got to
try
the elastic
this on without
in.
The elastic.
Yeah.
Because what happened now? I just read this, and I was really kind of upset about it. But anyway.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I calmed down later.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, and you know, it was someone who is attesting to how great they made swimming suits, you know. And I'm like, well, maybe not that great. But anyway. And they were putting elastic in the leg hole just like they do maybe a neck, you know, divided in four.
Yeah.
Okay. That is not how I have ever put elastic in a leg hole.
Right.
Okay. What I do is the elastic is basically smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From one to one.
What?
Like one to one. You're not pulling it a ton.
Well.
Okay. It's smooth.
So wait. Okay.
Okay.
I do not gather the elastic. Okay. So I would say I put the elastic around my leg and I go, this is where it's going to sit and this is how long I want it.
Yeah.
That's how I know how much elastic I will need.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably make it 2 inches shorter, say. It's kind of, you know, you want the elastic to be snug. I do, because I don't want it. This is where when your suit gets wet, your elastic starts to ride up your crack or your butt cheeks.
Somebody's asking about avoiding wedgies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get that elastic, pull it sort of to like where you think you want it, what feels good, what is the right for you. Then when you go to your suit, this elastic needs to go in flat without any pulling on the front of your body. It's only till you get to the back cheek of your butt, that's when you pull it.
Yeah,
okay?
So I'm saying one to one, no gathering on the front. Why is that?
It's a little less than one to one. Oh.
One to one. No gathering. What are you saying?
Yeah, I guess that's how you would say it.
Same amount of elastic as fabric?
Yeah. Yeah.
One.
Yes. Yes.
To one.
Yes.
Okay.
And the gathering part goes at the butt cheek.
The butt, yeah.
Okay, where, so think about it. It makes a little cup for the butt cheek to
right,
fit in.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you go to this high leg or you're taking, mm-hmm. You know, fabric out of the butt and you want some butt cheek to show, that's going to change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But more than likely, most of us are going to have, you know, we are going to be taking up and making a little cup for the butt cheek.
Yeah. And so someone says, you know, where should a typical leg opening sit on the body? The ones I have made have always been way too big in that area. And so we've just been talking about leg opening finishing, and that's a Zigzag broadcast that's available. And you show how to put that elastic in.
Right.
You can stretch out your leg opening when you're putting in the elastic. I've seen people do this. They stretch it out. It's all wavy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can distort your fabric if you stretch the fabric too much.
Right.
So that can happen. But then this is Alex's question. And Alex, I mean, that's total personal preference where it sits.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I want that fabric to go like under my butt and around my, around truly the cheek of my butt.
Yeah.
I want some fabric there for my butt cheek to sit in. And that's what makes it not bunch when it gets wet or when you lift up. Now, another thing too is for all of you that are busty, okay, make sure the front of that suit has enough fabric for you to go around your bust. So this is kind of an FBA, right? So the front of your suit may actually be longer than the back of your suit.
Okay, well, hold on. This is a question that that gets asked is people are talking about one pieces and like, okay, so there's this measurement and people call it different things. Different companies
they call it,
it
the girth sometimes. Yeah, which that's, I don't believe is the girth, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But that's the one I've seen. Yeah, so
I think the girth is around the body instead of, you know, through the crotch and up. But go ahead.
We would have to do that for dance costumes, right? Right. So this measurement is through the crotch, like, you know, you put the tape measure between your legs and then the ends of the tape measure meet up at your shoulder.
Right.
So it's like
it'll be on one shoulder or the other.
Yeah. So it's an approximation of your vertical needs, right?
Approximation is a very good word to use there. Yeah.
You know, because like, I don't know, what if you're like, did you put the tape measure between your boobs? Did you make sure the tape measure went over your breast tissue? What did you
do? But that, it still doesn't matter because.
Right.
Now, if you go over if you have a big boob and it's right on top of your boob, right, going right over the mountaintop, the apex, the summit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine, but now you've measured to get a boob on your back, too.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. You know, because all they're going to tell you to do is split that.
So I'm just noting a correlation between a few things. People have asked about this verticalness who have large busts, who are looking for bust support. Mm-hmm. And then also Jennifer asks about it because she says she is pear-shaped. So that's more fullness in the bottom, in the trunk area. So,
or they could just be long torsoed.
Right. Well, saying from our Facebook, from our small sample here, the people have asked about that. So that vertical measurement will help you also accommodate what we think of as those circumference, those horizontal measurements. We think of the bust as being like, oh, it's a 40, it's a 30. And those are measurements taken with the tape measure parallel to the ground.
Right.
We think, I have larger hips. Okay, my hip circumference is larger. Well, when you have, you know, whatever that means, larger relative to, you know, whatever the pattern company, you know, has published.
Everything's relative. Yeah.
Right. So if you say, oh, everything's working for this pattern, except my hips are larger than, you know, whatever, the size 10, the size 12 or something. Well, you also will be adding length to accommodate your large bust measurement.
Because if this isn't like a true swimsuit bottom, right? Like a leotard bottom. Think about it. You can't really add in width. You have to add in length because you're not adding around the leg holes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I mean, you may have to add some there, but, you know, it's not so much the hip area anymore because that's where the leg hole also sits. So
you're saying that you've tapered into the crotch, into that.
Right. Yeah. You've taken away what usually, like if we have a pant.
A skirt, a pant.
A skirt,
yeah, there you go.
It goes around that area and now we've cut that out.
Sure.
So, and you're like, but it's still not big enough.
Why isn't
down
it big
there.
Enough? Yeah.
You just need more fabric, you know.
Yeah, so that length is
so
important.
You may be adding to the butt of your suit, basically, in length.
Yes.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Because it has to go up and over the hump, right?
So if you may be adding in the front for belly, in the front for boobs, in the back for butt, in the, you know, whatever, those rise measurements may change, and that's totally okay. Now, people ask about the ratio, though, Mom. And
what ratio?
Like, if you were to measure your front, you know, do you need to add in some negative ease? I guess, is what they're saying. Like, with these rise measurements. And that can depend on fabric.
Yeah, it does depend on fabric. Okay, so I take a measurement from my shoulder to my waist in the back, and I take a measurement from my shoulder over my apex, right?
Yeah.
The my nipple, my, you know, of my boob to my waist.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
No boob.
For me, it's like 3 inches difference between my back and my front. So I have to add 3 inches to the front of my swimsuit pattern at the top.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I do a princess seam. Okay. And actually, we showed this.
Yeah, we showed this in one of the earliest Zigzag broadcasts. And
Right, because I don't add anything at the side seam.
That's right.
So what I am doing basically is opening, it looks like an open dart.
Right.
Is what I add.
Well, what you've done is you've made a bigger cup.
Yes.
Yeah, you've made a larger cup size.
Exactly.
You know.
So the middle front, I've added 3 inches to.
Right.
And then on that side piece, I've added 3 inches where it meets at the seam.
She's slashed and opened it.
Slashed and opened it. Mm-hmm. Right. So the piece is very contorted.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost a C shape or a J shape.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then when I put it in the suit does not lie flat after I, you know,
yeah,
pretty
you have a
like
bumpy
in the store or
right
anything. It's like, what is this wrong with the boobs at the suit? And then I put it on and it fits.
And it fits your body that is
it
not a piece of paper.
It fits my body that is not laying on the table in the department store.
You're not that character from Roger Rabbit that gets flattened out.
Yeah.
You're not a cardboard cutout.
So, I mean, you know,
to order a cardboard cutout of ZD,
I have really like never seen that published anywhere. Okay, that exactly like that. I guess like I do.
Well,
it. I don't know.
It's an FBA.
It is.
It's an FBA.
No, it is.
It's an FBA
it is
on a princess seam. Yeah.
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 So the front of my swimsuit mm-hmm is basically 3 inches longer than the back.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so when I say 3 inches, that's my 3 inches. It does, you know,
be different
it's
from
arbitrary
yours
to cup size or what
right
or whatever, but that's what I need.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're deciding, you
but I don't need it on the side of my suit.
Yeah, when you're right deciding though these like vertical things and you want to know the ease and everything, that's kind. It's hard.
Sometimes it's just your comfort level and how you wear things.
You might need to make a test garment
yeah
and then sort of base it on that and go from there.
So when I make it, you know, obviously I've tweaked this pattern to, you know, fit me perfectly, right?
Yeah.
But every time I change type of fabric, okay,
uh-huh,
I try that suit on almost at every step.
Right.
Because you just don't know. And I certainly don't want to make the suit, you know, and then have to, because, you know, it's a pretty involved garment. Mine is.
I mean, I will say that if this is truly a big issue for you, and this is just, like, terrible and stuff, consider not making a one piece.
Right.
I mean,
do a tankini if you want your midriff.
Yeah.
Covered,
you, I mean, I'm okay not. I don't want to discourage anybody yeah from making their dream suit. But you may want to consider.
I just really enjoy. I enjoy in aerial. I enjoy wearing mm-hmm a leotard.
Yeah.
And that's how I dress in aerial, like the same way that I dress to swim. Basically, I wear my my leggings over
yeah
my leotard
yeah
unless I'm wearing tights. But and then I dress the same way for this my swimwear because I might be out paddleboarding and I want those leggings on. But then I might get in the water in the pool and know I'm going to be in the water.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't need my legs covered. And so I will take off
the leggings. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I think that answers most.
Also, I think also when you make your suit, think about when you go to the bathroom.
Right.
You know,
definitely.
How difficult is this for you to get in and out of if you go to the bathroom or, you know, if it's wet and you have to pull it up again? I mean, those things are important to me.
Yeah. They are selling a one piece at Target that's for kids. That's a long sleeve one piece and the zipper's in the back.
So you have to go with the
so
kid.
So I have
no
to
matter
go to the
what
kid, you know. And I actually thought about buying that one piece and cutting it off for Zelda and cutting the bottom off.
Uh-huh.
And just having a swim
well
shirt for her.
That's something that I keep saying I'm going to make that I haven't made. And I want to make a rash guard with a zipper in the front.
Yeah.
Just the rash guard, not without the swimsuit bottoms.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that because sometimes I swim in the leggings and a shirt.
Yes.
It just depends on what I'm doing that day.
I know.
Yeah.
Half of these podcasts are like, well, I wear. No.
Okay. What everyone in the world, everybody should dress like me.
Our next episode will be about swimsuit linings. So join us for that. And thank you so much for all of your questions.
Yeah, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
5,000
no,
questions.
No, there were other people who had questions. They just
well,
got
I know. But Jasmine, I hope we helped you.
Yes, yes.
And I will be waiting to see your suit. And I bet it's spectacular and I'll be jealous of it.
Yes. Okay, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.